Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, HR Analytics Essentials You Always Wanted to Know, a practical guide to HR metrics, data analytics, and effective people management strategies for beginners is a practical management book focused on applying data to human resource decision-making. Written by Dr. Michael Walsh and published by Vibrant Publishers as part of its self-learning management series, it is designed for readers who want an accessible introduction to HR analytics rather than a technical textbook. The book explains how HR professionals can use metrics, basic data analysis, and structured reporting to understand workforce patterns, improve people management, and support organizational decisions. Its approach is notably beginner-friendly, with emphasis on clear explanations, case studies, and step-by-step guidance for working with data in Excel. The overall purpose is to help readers connect HR concepts to measurable outcomes and to show how analytics can be used in everyday HR practice, from tracking performance to communicating insights in a way that leaders can act on. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building HR decisions around metrics instead of intuition. A central idea in the book is that HR work becomes more effective when it is guided by measurable indicators rather than informal judgment alone. The book introduces HR metrics as practical tools for tracking workforce conditions, identifying patterns, and evaluating whether policies are producing the intended results. This matters because many HR questions are not answered well through anecdote, especially when leaders need to understand turnover, staffing, performance, ordinal development. By focusing on metrics, the book encourages a more disciplined approach to people management, where decisions can be traced to evidence. That does not mean replacing managerial judgment. Instead, it means sharpening judgment with data. For beginners, this is an important shift because it frames HR analytics as a way to ask better questions, not just to generate reports. The book positions metrics as the foundation for connecting employee information to business priorities and for making HR a more strategic function within the organization. Secondly, using Excel as a practical entry point into people analytics, one of the book's most distinctive features is its emphasis on Excel as a tool for HR analytics. Rather than assuming familiarity with advanced software, it provides a step-by-step approach that makes data analysis approachable for readers who are new to the field. This choice is practical because Excel remains widely used in HR departments and allows users to organize data, calculate measures, and create visual summaries without a steep learning curve. The book's focus on Excel also reflects its broader educational purpose, helping readers develop analytical habits before moving to more advanced tools. In this sense, the book is less about technical complexity and more about building confidence in handling data. It teaches readers how to work with information in a structured way, which is often the first barrier for HR professionals who are comfortable with people management but less comfortable with analysis. By grounding analytics in a familiar program, the book lowers the entry threshold and makes the subject usable in everyday HR practice. Thirdly, turning workforce data into better answers to organizational questions. The book frames HR analytics as a way to answer real business questions about the workforce. This is important because analytics has little value if it is treated as an abstract reporting exercise. The book repeatedly connects data use to practical issues such as talent management, organizational effectiveness, and workforce performance. That framing helps readers understand that HR data should support specific decisions, such as where improvement is needed, which policies are working, and what employee patterns may require attention. The value of this approach lies in translation. Raw data becomes meaningful only when it is tied to a question the organization actually cares about. The book therefore encourages readers to think like problem solvers, rather than just report preparers. It also suggests that HR analytics can help align people's strategy with broader organizational goals. For readers new to the field, this is a useful orientation because it shows how analytics fits into management work, rather than standing apart from it as a purely technical specialty. Fourthly, storytelling with data to communicate HR insights clearly. Another important theme in the book is the idea of storytelling with data. In HR analytics, it is not enough to collect useful numbers. The findings also need to be communicated in a way that managers and leaders can understand and act on. The book highlights this communication challenge by showing that analytics should produce insight, not just tables and charts. Storytelling with data means organizing evidence around a clear message, explaining what the numbers suggest, and showing why the findings matter for the organization. This is especially relevant in HR, where decisions often involve multiple stakeholders and where data must be translated into practical action. The book's attention to this skill makes it more than a basic metrics manual, because it recognizes that influence depends on presentations as much as analysis. Readers learn that good HR analytics requires both analytical accuracy and the ability to explain implications clearly. That combination makes the book valuable for professionals who need to persuade managers, support strategy, and make HR information useful outside the HR function. Lastly, designed for beginners, students, and career transitioners who need a clear foundation, the book is clearly positioned for readers who are learning HR analytics for the first time or who need a structured refresher. Its audience includes HR professionals, students studying human resources, new managers, career switchers, and entrepreneurs who want a practical understanding of workforce data. That broad but clearly defined audience shapes the book's style and depth. Instead of focusing on advanced statistics or specialized analytics platforms, it prioritizes clarity, accessibility, and applied learning. The inclusion of case studies and online tutorials reinforces its instructional purpose, making it suitable as a supplement for academic courses or self-study. This beginner orientation is a strength because it meets readers where they are and builds confidence gradually. At the same time, it also defines the book's limits. Experienced analysts may want more advanced modeling or software coverage. Even so, the book fills an important gap in the category by offering a compact, usable introduction to HR analytics that is grounded in practical workplace needs rather than theory alone. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, practical introduction to HR analytics without being overwhelmed by technical jargon. HR professionals will find it useful for learning how to frame workforce questions with metrics, while students and career transitioners can use it as an accessible entry point into a field that is increasingly important in modern management. New managers and entrepreneurs may also benefit from its emphasis on data-informed people decisions, especially if they need to understand staffing, performance, or organizational effectiveness in a structured way. What makes the book stand out in its category is its combination of simplicity and applied focus. Many books on analytics either stay too conceptual or move too quickly into advanced methods, but this one stays close to the everyday realities of HR work. Its use of Excel, case studies, and practical explanation makes the material approachable and immediately usable. As a result, it serves well as both a learning guide and a working reference for readers who need a grounded introduction to people analytics. If you would like to support Vibrant Publishers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.